Okay. Yeah. Come on. Okay. So we're going to speak things out, go slowly, get the basic ideas, the basic klalim. Yeah, we'll start with the Gemara, and then we'll get involved in the pratim. Okay. So the Gemara says, in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Amar Rava said, "Bifnei ma amru ein tonim v'davash einam oisik hevel." Okay, actually, before we start, just one adama is that there's two types of hatmana. Okay, and that's we're working with this all the way through. There's something called a davash moisik hevel, which literally means it's something which it's a substance which can actually add heat. It can make the thing hotter. Okay, nowadays, I don't think we have such things. The halakha is still going to be silent, we're going to see. But also in times of Chazal, there was certain stuff in that apparently can extend. There's other things which could make the food get hotter. Okay? So that's one thing. That's called a davar hamoisik hevel. Okay? That's one thing. And something else which is, it doesn't make the food actually get hotter, it just preserves and maintains the heat. Okay? That's a davar she'en hamoisik hevel. Okay? So says Rava, if may ma amru ein tomlim davash ein a moistik level, mishachat sheva. Why can you? One more hakdama then is that one of the differences between the two is that davar which is moistik level, davar which adds to heat, there you can't do hakmana even from eretz havas. Okay, mashein ke davar which is not moistik level, you can't. There it's mutar eretz havas, but on shabbos itself is a problem. Okay. Yeah. So again, davar which is moisik hevel is even asked on erev Shabbos. Davar which is ainah moisik hevel is only asked on Shabbos itself. Okay. Relax. We'll see. We're going to. Okay. Okay. Again. So Amar Rabbi, play my Amar in tonim davar she ainah moisik hevel mishe hashecha. Once it's dark, what's the reason? We're not having to have money with a davar she ainah moisik hevel. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, zeyo shema yatiach. Because you know what might happen? Literally, the words are you might come to cook this to heat it up. Is Shabbos, let's say Shabbos day, and you've there's a pot of whatever, some hot food there, and you want to preserve the heat. So you go to the park, you take your substances, whatever you're taking to your blankets, you want to cover this thing up, you want to put mono on it, and you realize, oh, the pot is cold, the food inside is really cold. So when in your panic, you're going to heat it up. Okay, so Chazal said, don't do hatmana on Shabbos itself. Okay? Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said back to him, Ihachi, okay, as we do it from the Mishnah, that the problem is only from actual night, not from Bein HaShemashos. Yeah, we know that already from Bein HaShemashos, all things are Achav. Right? Well, not all things, I should say that. But generally, things are Achav. We don't have any, from Shkir, we don't do any Malachas, anything which is Shabbos related, we don't do. Yeah? So, but it was Mujur from the Mishnah, not like that. That it's only Mishnah HaShefa, from night, is an Achav. The Mashma that Bein HaShemashos is Mutan. So Abai asked him, Ihachi Bein HaShemashos Nami Nizor, and Bein HaShemashos there should also be Gzeir, you should be able to have mana already from Bein HaShemashos. Answered the Gemara, Amalei Stam Kedeus Rois Rois Hei. Do you know what? No. In Bein HaShemashos, the classic case of a pot that's already on the fire, it's right by the fire, you've just taken it off, so it's still hot. So it's very unlikely that you're going to be in a situation where the pot will be cold, and that you'll come, there should be a hashash that you'll come to heat it up. Yeah, so it's a practical thing. Yeah, it's just during Bein HaShemashos, chances are the pot is going to be hot, so there's no chashash. We have here Chazal, even though normally Xavier's would also be included, Bein HaShemashos would also be us. Over here, just practically, it's not so shy to make Xavier. It didn't need to make Xavier there because there's no chashash.
Why before Shabbos I don't like to eat something? Wait, again. Before Shabbos,
yeah.
I keep a lot of stuff.
Right.
So I don't use heat up using this cow. I would like to heat up. Not the one.
Well, but air trap.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But you said it for me.
You're
an air trap.
What's the difference?
There's two types of.
I said we're talking about the animal heat up. Animal heat up. Okay?
Same for you.
Okay. Fine. Yeah? Fine. Then the Gemara carries on. So that was all by a Davasheh, Eina Moisif Hevel. Okay, so the Gzera is on Shabbos itself because you might come to heat it. Yeah? You might find that the food will be cold and you might come to heat it. Okay. But Amar Rabba, Bivein Ma Amru, Ein Tomrim Medavah HaMoisif Hevel, Vahfidim Nivir Joy. What's the reason why you can't do a Tumana with something that can add heat to it, even on Erev Shabbos? Answer the Gemara, Gzera Sema Yatnim Beremet. Maybe you'll do hatmana with remnants. Remnants is, I think Rashi speaks it out, it's like ashes which are mixed with coal. Yeah, but the coals are still at least they're still hot and it's time to ignite them. Yeah, and you might come to ignite the coals on Shabbos. Okay, so if you did it. You did have mana with this thing already on Erev Shabbos, yeah? So obviously if you're doing Erev Shabbos, with something that's moist in heaven, you want this thing to get hotter and hotter, that's why you're doing it. Okay? So if you want it to get hotter and hotter, yeah? You come to look at it on Shabbos, and maybe you'll see, oh, it's not really so hot, it's not as hot as I wanted, and you'll panic, you'll stoke the coals, yeah? And you'll be by your havar on Shabbos.
And
they have
fat
of not good.
And put it on cold
directly
before Shabbos.
That's how it's shia. Right? Remember when you
said that you don't see it because I put it in. No, okay, but right hand. Can I put it on cold directly?
Yeah. No, if it's cooked.
Yeah, cooked. Yeah. No hashash.
Yeah.
That I will do something this cold.
Yeah. He's asking good side. We have to work out what's the difference between my shahir we're not so shit. Yeah, technically of shahir we're not so shit, but we're there by one who are. Right? So you're going to answer?
You're
burying
it inside.
Oh, right. So here, person saying, if I remember correctly, I'll definitely what you're saying. But here, the fact you're covering the whole thing, you're showing more of an interest than I want the heat. I'm trying to cook it more. The fact that I'm covering the whole thing. Yeah? And that's, therefore, it's more of a chashash. Okay? Fine. Let's just finish this bit off. Right.
So, Do we have a definition of the Dorosh Mosfetal?
What substances are, or... it is a Mishnah somewhere, I think, if I remember correctly. Machado talks about it. It's things like sand, there's a whole list of things which I can't remember offhand. But it's not really. Those actual things are not so shy nowadays, but the general idea of being moist and careful is. I'll just tell you very quickly.
Gonzalez number
Gonzalez
number
both. The practical way science for us nowadays is, let's say you have a pot on a blech, okay, and then you cover it with a blanket. So even though the blanket itself is not moist in level, but the fact that you've got it's on a source of fire, a source of heat, yeah, that now gives the ability to the blanket to be moist in level, and that the post protection is machlekes. I was showing him that the mice is passed in this way that is considered to be a davar moist in level. Okay, so it is definitely science.
So in Dafi Lumi circles where they have like a Shabbos covering,
okay,
over the pot, they're following those posting that say
Hasmona is only when you're covering all the sides. But it's properly wrapped up. Okay? If this is just on the top, that's not
right. We're going too far.
Okay.
We didn't stand it.
Okay. You're right. Okay. So the Gemara said, so I really jumped the gun a bit, but the Gemara said, the Chashashi said you'll be masking with this remes, which is some kind of acid which has got mixed with coals. Yeah. So I'm there by the Atlin. What's the problem? So be Matlin, what's the buyer? Answer tomorrow, because there is some of the Khalif. Maybe you'll come to stoke the coals.
We're not going to do this anymore.
Okay. So the light comes out like this. Yeah. We say that a double shayna moist of pebble is after only on Shabbos. Okay, after Shabbos mana only on Shabbos. Why? Because you might, when you come to Shabbos mana, you might find that the food is cold and you'll heat it up. Can you be over this? Yeah. The Davos she Moisif Hebel is after Imam Erev Shabbos. Why? So there, because you might come to be matzmin with remet, which is said is this ashes mixed with coals, and you might come to soak it, and you go over Havara. Okay. So because of that, yeah, they after all time that was apparently a common thing to do Havmana with. So because of that, they after all types of things which are Moisif Hebel. On Erev Shabbos. Okay, I was still waiting for someone to jump up for the good kasha. What do we say on Adavash Eina Moisif Hebel? What's the chashash? We say you can't do it on Erev Shabbos. Why not? Why can you not be matnim on Adavash?
Huh?
Yeah. Why not?
You might start.
You might. We didn't say so. It goes.
You can't do.
That's your Moisif Hebel. Your Moisif Hebel. So Moisif Hebel was
Chazal.
Yeah. Sorry, okay. That's all right. Adava she'ena Moisif Hebel is said is asked to have mana on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos.
Right.
What was the reason? What does he want to say?
You
might come to heat it up.
Right.
Is it there, sir? Wait. Yeah. Speak out a little bit more. Why?
Because
speak out what you're saying.
It's already closed.
Ah, very good. Okay. So if. Yeah. So if it's
how are you
going to hear it? Oh, very good. Okay, right. Very good. Okay. So let's speak it out, right? Yeah, we're just going to simply. This is the way the first speaks it out. It's like this. It's okay. What do we know? Okay. Let's just go with a liquid first of all. Yeah. A liquid. Yeah. If it was already hot. Yeah, we're talking about all these things. They must. What's the word? Yeah. One second. Yeah. Obviously, all these things that we're talking about, when there's no problems of business, then you've got a much more serious problem, right? Okay. Yeah. Everyone agree?
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
On
Shabbos itself. We're talking about half month. Adavash she'ein, we're talking about Adavash she'ein and Moisif Hebel, which is only us on Shabbos itself. Okay. Yeah?
It's probably
the first time. I'll mention that. Actually, it's not true what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be. One second. We're not talking about cooking itself. Sorry. I said that wrong. One second. I'll just get my. Okay, yeah, fine. You're right, maybe it doesn't have to be a cook. One second, sorry.
I'll grant you that in most cases it's probably
a cook. But why does it have to be then?
Because we're talking about just wrapping it up. Sometimes my cook, wrapping it isn't going to cook it.
It's not really going to help.
Yeah. Definitely
wrapping in what position you'll cook.
I'm sorry?
Definitely wrapping in what position you'll cook. Why?
Okay, well,
because
you're an adult animal
spell. Yeah, but when you cover pot and you don't let heat go out, which will go without your covering.
Yeah, okay, but
it means that another 2 hours we have high temperature and get into your cook.
Okay,
the point is that it's not. No, I'll tell you why. It's not something else with my son who's also cooked. What's the rule is that you. Hatmana is to keep something warm.
Yeah.
So, right. So, we're talking about this thing's hot already. Yeah, well, that's what you're expecting. You're expecting to find it hot.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you're expecting to find something hot, which means that it's cooked. But the chashash is you're going to find it cold, and then you're going to heat it up again. That's our chashash. Okay. So now remember, we said for a liquid, right? What's our last if it's already been cooked? Is the fish like a fish by a liquid?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we're machlokes for it, but it's a machlokes, right? It is a machlokes. So according to the Rishonim, they say that there is no fish or akavishal even by a liquid. Yeah? So what should be the chashash? There shouldn't be a chashash. So what? Okay, so heat up. Okay, maybe it's at the bottom, but
we don't know what solid is.
Even solid is to say that.
No, I'm just saying, who knows what. it might come to a song, might do a something. It's not cooked. I mean.
Okay. That's already maybe a bit. We're assuming that we're talking about whether we're talking about food which is cooked.
It looks about right. You should find fire.
Even according to those who are showing him, there's no problem of cooking afterwards, a liquid which was cooked. Yeah, we're worried that you're trying to come to stoke the fire with something with the fire stuff and go over Havar. Okay? So even according to those who are showing him, us and they will also buy a solid, even though by a solid there's no problem of official by cooking. But maybe the solid you'll find it cold, you want to heat it up and you'll be over Havar. Okay.
I understood. I only would like to know this in general, the approach of learning for me. When you more or they said, you don't do it because this. We're supposed to argue about it.
We're not arguing. We're just trying to understand. Get the background, and then we'll get it through. Okay?
Because I already caught twice when you said something that for my primitive it doesn't make any sense. But I said that so what? They said you discover that it's cool. I can discover it without discovering that it's cool. So I immediately jumped to what? Some people said this, we don't need to discover it.
The point of a general learning is always to try and understand. Okay? We going further and taking it through to halacha. Okay, that's where we're holding, right? We've got the zera of hatmana of adav hamoisik hevel, which is even to an erev Shabbos, okay? And then the zera of hatmana adav she'ein hamoisik hevel, which is only shas on Shabbos itself. Okay.
Not benchmark.
Fine. Now, we've spoken this out, but we said that it's not so shas. Davar HaMoisik Hevel, the actual things itself, they're not really so shy nowadays, but we mentioned that the general concept is shy. Okay? So, if you have a pot which is sitting on a source of heat, be it on a fire, be it on a hot plate, to cover that with blankets, that would, the blankets are now generating heat, even though the heat doesn't come from themselves. From it itself, comes from the fire, that's going to be considered to be a davar hamoisik hevel. Same thing if you have an urn, if you cover your urn, that would also be a davar hamoisik hevel.
And the urn itself.
What?
The urn itself. When you close it, that's not good.
So that's the next. Okay, obviously, maybe making a good point. Yeah. Let's say you have a pot, and that doesn't an urn, right? Mm-hmm. Anything, you have a pot, and if you put the lid on the pot,
no.
Is that considered to be insulating the food inside? No. That's respectful of what you're asking.
It's keeping it in.
Yeah, assuming I'm understanding correctly. That's what you're asking.
We were in that Gemara. I'm just saying, it's something that somebody could reason and say that look, this is also contained in the heat, so what's the difference of the blanket on it too?
Okay. Right? So, definitely not.
In fact, a pot is better than a blanket. I'd rather keep my children in a pot than a blanket.
Well, okay, blankets on top. One of the jobs of the pot normally, especially with a lid, is to keep it hot, right? So it's, I was asking, should we only use a pot inside?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you answer? Between the lid, okay, right? Yeah. Okay. I was asking. Martin's answering that there's an airspace. So you're right. Okay, let's say there's no airspace.
There's another answer. We're covering cooking.
Yeah.
We're cooking this these are on. This all. It is normal way of
oh, very good.
Part of the
excellent.
Right.
We'll come back to that in a second.
What about size?
You
want to
check that the food is cooked. If you lift it up and it's not cooked, you can't put it
in. Yeah, and funny, you're right. You're right. No, no, no. Okay, you're right. That's a separate problem. It's fully cooked. You checked it. Whatever you did check it, and it's fully cooked. You're allowed to put your look back on if it's on the fire, right? You are allowed to. Okay, it's fully cooked. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Okay? Right? So, yeah. So the suggestion over here is, no, there's no problem about monobuy pot. Why? Because that is how you cook. But a little bit more than that maybe even, which is, that's a pot. Yeah? It's not, at least it's not, it's definitely not the only function to a toilet. Yeah? You want to protect it from flies, you want to protect it from dirt, you want to protect it from all other things. A pot is how you cook, and it's got the multifaceted usages, right? That's why there's no problem with a pot. It's not called Hatsumana. Okay?
Good.
Yeah? Okay? So we'll come out. Okay. So that's why a pot. Okay. Now let's say you've got a piece of kugel. Yeah, it's a kugel left over from Friday night. Yeah? And you want to heat it up in a multi-dicker fashion, of course. You've got a pot of cholent sitting on the fire. Yeah, and you want to put it on the lid, right? That's mitzvah chazara. We said that's perfectly acceptable. But let's say you don't have so much time, or it's not going to get so hot, so you want to wrap it up in tin foil. Okay, so it's not in its own pot. You're putting tin foil on it. So would that be mutter? But that'd be awesome.
It seems the same thing. It's just it's a regular way of cooking. It's something that just you're protecting from flies.
Okay, right. So you want to say something also?
Yes, I would say that to do that and then to put it straight, let's say, on the bluff might be problem.
Directly on the bluff or on the pot on the bluff? Wait.
On the bluff.
Okay, on the bluff is a problem.
No,
on the bluff.
Yeah.
Not
convinced that that's
more
successful.
Why not? And the person's saying, right. I should have mentioned that case also, right. If it's on a pot on the fire, it's moist as hell. Yeah, we're going to discuss, just in case not now. A hot pot which is off the fire, that we're also going to discuss. That's like a bit in between. We're going to get to. We're talking on the fire.
So it is totally important, I do.
Why?
Why? Because I put in this cooking in the caldera.
Okay. So you're making this
into a caldera. I can do a caldera, okay? Caldera, which you can do like that.
The way I understood from the Mishnah Berurah is that it depends what your kavanas are. Right. If your kavana is you want to do hatmana and you wanted to keep the if it's not all around, then time you put it anyway. That's not hatmana. Okay, we're going to discuss that a bit more.
It's not all around, even if it's.
The of the Orcha Shabbos says is you need if it's a chashuv amount which is megula revealed, that's not hatmana. So if you have it on five sides, that will be okay, right? Okay, so that's something to discuss.
Those
if you wrap it up,
those tins that the kugels come in, it's surrounded in five sides.
Okay, so that's okay.
No, I'm just saying it's so an overturned pot. It's not. It's now on this. The things can get really hot.
Okay, that's for saying that. That's not hatmana. Right? That's not hatmana. It's not chazara, it's not a pot, it's not something.
Because it's not covered from the top.
Yeah, that's not going to hatmana. Okay, we're going to assume
you're the concern because it's just as hot as anything.
Okay, but the mic says, chazal gave a ghetto to hatmana. Hatmana is when it's fully wrapped. Mm. Okay, right. A little SKC on there is still fully wrapped. Yeah? But that's again. Okay, we're just talking about a case where it is fully wrapped. Is that going to be hatmana or not? That's our shayla over here. Yeah, with aluminium foil. Okay, there's a lot of the Mishnah Berurah let me just read it out to you. So he's talking about. He says, "Mikomachum laskum kelim ala tashil kedei leshama min akvarim." To put kelim, blankets, whatever, on food to protect it from mice, or kedei shloim tanez ba'fruit. So it shouldn't get dirty from like dust or dirt or something. Shari. She'inze kamachmin la'achem. This is not like being machmin to heat it up. Ere kashoyme benozim kisa al
gedeira. You're not supposed to do it over the whole side, just over the top.
Putting on a thing. No. If you're not doing it over everything, that's not our tomorrow. There's nothing to discuss. Yeah, that's a similar thing. Yeah, we're talking about you covered the whole thing.
Right.
But if you're doing it to protect it, not protect the heat, to protect it from the flies, to protect it from the dirt, then that's not hatman. That's Muslim. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you're doing it because you want the heat, you're trying to be mutton in it, then that's going to be a problem. Okay.
I was wondering about this. Because, you know, we put stuff on the backup, on the overturn, whatever it is, and then put a blanket on. You don't cover the sides. Just put a cover.
Okay.
Now, okay, so the sides are exposed.
Right.
But the fact is, heat goes up.
Okay.
So the fact is that you put in this blanket so that the heat should be retained in the food.
Okay. That's still okay. That's again.
So why is that not? I mean, I know it's not, but why is it?
Yeah. When Chazal said, I'm one of the men, fully covered. Anytime there's a significant
you're
you can't make food hot. They never said that. Alright? Because you got like you said, you can put on a pot. Yeah? There's no problem making food hot. As in
if you've got five things here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that middle one with the towel over it, that's practically
It depends how, let's say you've got six pots, yeah? Just three on your hot plate. Three and three, right? And then you put this blanket over, and the blanket does cover the sides. It covers all the sides, right? So this thing is, and the whole unit, the whole thing is covered. But each part is only partially covered,
right?
So he wants to say that you view it all as one thing.
We didn't define what cover is. Again, we go in the middle.
Right.
We know too much, you know, for this. You know,
you cover it, you sit right in the towel.
Yeah, but we have to. We did say we have to
move out. Let me ask you about what you said about a piece of food.
Yeah,
I have a heat, very hard piece of kugel. Can I take
that the kugel is hot now?
Hot.
Very good.
Can I take candela?
Yeah.
Put in cover and put on black charcoal. Not the black, but
you got a piece of kugel.
I have a piece of kugel. Then I have black with everything on it.
Is it because you buy a charcoal with the whole
kettle?
Yeah.
Can I take this hot piece of kugel?
Yeah.
Put in my
candela
in the pot. Cover it and put on front of the woman there.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
What happens is that why when I arrive I can
a Muslim bag that people know as a pot. It's a cooking utensil, right? It's not the dust and insulin
in
there. Right? That's not how you insulate. It's there for cooking, right? So they're putting anything inside, you're never going to get the
problem. When I put inside of this paper I call it's nothing but very flexible cadera.
It's not intrinsically a cadera. So then it depends on your kavanah. If you ask a person on the street, when you give him any new book, what's he going to do? And you say, what is this? He'll say, I don't know, it depends on what you want to use it for. Right? Then it's not an intrinsic part. If you decide to use it as a part, to help you transport, or to, whatever, so that the fly shouldn't get it, then okay, you're making it like a kind of a part. But, if your intent is to you show him the heat, and that's a modern device. Yeah, that's like blanket.
When I put a normal camera, I don't have idea to preserve heat.
Okay, it could be even if you do, but that's the thing. A camera is, that's not what it's only meant for. Only.
Okay,
yeah?
I understood your answer.
Okay.
So, these places in Makkah, they sell the Shabbos food.
Shabbos food?
Yeah, I think one of them is called food Shabbos, whatever. And they sell you, it's kugel wrapped in foil. You're not supposed to just take that. I mean, you're not supposed to just take that and put it on the block. Not on the overturned pot.
Why?
No, that's what I'm asking.
Why not?